This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Welcome to my humble abode.
Today we're talking about Ben's column titled Dear International Olympic Committee that appeared in the Reader on October 1st, 2009. You wrote a previous letter, as this is a letter, to the International Olympic Committee in April, and you did then, as you're doing now, describe to the Olympic Committee why the 2016 Olympics should not come to Chicago. Why write a second one?
Well, the first one was when they were coming to Chicago to visit, and so the second one is on the eve of their vote.
But so, haven't you already said it?
Well, I figure I'd remind them and make the case one more time.
You said to me a little while ago that you've never felt so, what did you say, depressed or...
Alienated.
As you do now about, about city government. You want to tell me more
about
that?
No, I feel alienated from Chicago. I always feel alienated from Chicago to a degree, but, the official institutional Chicago is just so far on board on these games. There's so much, at the very least, uncertainty about whether they're going to be good for the city, whether they're going to address any of the really long-term issues that we face. It's so uncertain as to whether the Olympics are worth the great energy and expense that they'll be, why then are so many important and powerful people behind the games? And the conclusion I've drawn is that it's in their vested interest to be behind the games, if for no other reason than they don't want to offend Mayor Daley or that they can make money off the games. So these larger issues are not that important. So when I look at how fervently folks are supporting the games, be it the newspapers, the editorials, the civic leaders, the leaders of the major philanthropies, the celebrities, etc. I'm like, okay, I'm just not part of that crowd, I guess. So that's why I'm saying I feel really alienated from them all.
In your article, you talk about three aldermen, Alderman Fioretti, Alderman Moore, and Alderman Wagesback, who said to you that the Daley administration made it pretty clear that if any city council members voted against the financial guarantees that the administration wanted, that there would be hell to pay, that there would be retribution later. Did any of these guys essentially admit that they were being extorted?
No, they don't look at it that way. When I have a conversation with local aldermen, they tend to go on to say that, of course, I don't bow to pressure, and they may have applied pressure, but that's not why I voted for the games. I voted for the games because after thinking about it all night and reviewing the pluses and the minuses, I came to the conclusion that it's for the best interest of Chicago. I think there's like a macho thing going on. No one's going to admit that they reversed themselves because of pressure.
So in a way, you don't believe them?
No, absolutely not. I think
in no way do you believe.
No, in no way. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't believe anybody. I mean, here's that other thing where I'm alienated. I've never seen so many people not tell the truth about an issue that is supposedly such important. It's just amazing. So many people that I talk to, we go off the record, and yeah, of course I have problems with the games, and yeah, you're right. This could be a disaster, but what can I do? I want to operate in this town. I want to survive in this town. The mindset of Chicagoans that, or institutional Chicago, I should say, that somehow or other this is the equivalent of celebrating the 4th of July, even though it's a tremendous expenditure of time and energy. We're consuming public space. I mean, all of the reasons I've laid out, I hope the International Olympic Committee gives it to somebody else.
So we're one day away from the decision at this point. If the vote goes to Chicago tomorrow, what are you going to do next?
I suppose for me, Chicago getting the games is a good thing because I'll have something to write about. If Chicago gets the games, I'll be probably spending a lot of my time watching how the money is spent, who gets the money, the process of divvying it up. There's just so many, oh my God, possible stories. One end, the thing that's always interested me is the use of park space. I know that's been largely overlooked in the discussion. We've talked about this actually on our own. It's going to have a big impact. Just like your community, the bicyclist community, which are largely absent from the whole Olympic effort, protest effort, they're going to cut off a good chunk of the lakefront to bicyclists at some point. I can predict what will happen. It'll be as though suddenly people became aware that the Olympics is coming to town because they largely don't pay attention. Bicyclists are no different than anybody else, I think, in this one. Their lives are consumed with other things, so they're not paying attention to something 7 years down the road. So all of a sudden in 2014 or 2013 or 15 or whenever the construction begins, when they cut off access to the lakefront, they'll be yelling and screaming and clamoring, and I'll be getting emails and phone calls from outraged bicyclists. And what I'll say is, where were you in 2008 and where were you in 2009? It kind of reminds me, I think we talked about this once before, when all the promoters in town showed up at City Hall one day because they didn't like the proposal by the mayor to put a tax on promoters of rock music and rap music. And I took great delight in teasing them, because it's like they suddenly woke up one day and discovered they lived in, you know, one-man rural town. So I have a feeling it'll be a similar situation when folks in Chicago realize the amount of public space that they're losing to these Olympics.
And you're going to have to resist the urge to say, I told you so.
No, I will not resist that urge. About the only fun part about this would be saying, I told you so. No, I will not resist that urge at all. I will revel in it.
Well, we can't see 24 hours into the future.
Oh, you don't want to make a bet? Let's make a bet. Who do you say wins it?
I think it's a pretty even chance based on what I've seen.
That is the wimpiest thing I've ever heard.
But what if I believe it?
You got to make a bet. You have to say, like,
I only bet on things I'm sure about.
So, in other words, you're saying you're not going to make a prediction because you don't know.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't make a prediction either. If you're not going to make a prediction, I won't make a prediction.
Well, do you have an inkling?
No. I have absolutely no inkling. I guess I'm with you on that one, actually. I mean,
you're as wimpy as I am.
I am wimpy. Yeah. I won't take a stand. One day I think, oh, Chicago's going to win it. And another day I think Rio's going to win it. And then I'm like, you never hear about Madrid and Tokyo. I mean, what are they even involved in this thing? It's just, so maybe they'll win it. Who knows? Yeah. So, all right. If you're not going to make a prediction, I won't make a prediction.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.